your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is Sunday, December 28th, 2025, the last show of the year. My goodness, where did this year go? Amazingly fast. It flew by. So we're going to get started with a little bit of holiday cheer. As all of you know, or at least some of you that listen in on a regular basis, I am a chaplain with the Riverside County Sheriff's Department, which means that I provide support to deputies out in the field, as well as providing fellowship and comfort to the community at large when they have suffered through a traumatic event. But also, you know, we do a lot of good things as well. We do a lot of coffee with a cop, whether that's at Dick's Sporting Goods or at an ice cream store or a coffee shop, where, you know, we're there and, you know, we spread a lot of good cheer about how we help the community in positive ways. It's not all about just capturing bad guys. It's unlike all the TikTok and YouTube edited videos. There's really a lot of good that law enforcement does for the community at large. And I will be one of the first people, and certainly not the last, to say that I support law enforcement 100%, always have. We're talking 4 or 5 generations of an Irish family here that go back to the old country that support first responders. So I'm doing my little bit to give back to those people in uniform that keep us safe from harm and help us out when we need it most. So one of the things we did this past week before Christmas was we had, for the last month or so, we had been doing toy drives. This is where people could donate a toy, a new toy. Some of the local stores or some of the local franchises kicked in. We had a Ben and Jerry's franchise in our area. And what they did was they went out and bought toys and set up like a mini toy store right outside their shop. And anybody who paid $10 could pick out any one of those toys, no matter what the cost of the toy was. And then they donated it to, you know, us, the Sheriff's Department, so we could distribute it out into the community. So, you know, I went to quite a few of these toy drives, and it was really, really wonderful to see all the people in the community that were pitching in. Just a lot of people. There was one family, they probably had seven children, right? And every single one of those children, and they were probably all under the age of 10, maybe 11, 12, something like that, but they were young kids. And every single one of those kids, they were jumping up and down saying, no, let me pick out the toy. Let me pick out the toy to donate to another child. It really was awesome. And I'm sharing this with you folks because I want to tell you about the good things that are going on. And that's going to be part of this show, because to really believe that your finances are on a higher power, they are guided by a higher power, they are supported by a higher power, you have to believe in the goodness in this world and stop listening or buying into any of the negative stuff on the media. So this past week, you know, a couple days before Christmas, we rolled up to an apartment complex that was definitely had seen better days. And the manager of the complex was having a Christmas party. And this was all coordinated, of course, through, you know, administration and all that, like all of these events are. And they were having a party, and, you know, they had raffles and they had all the the women in the that lived in the complex had cooked for days, so they had just tons of food. And so we rolled up with a couple squad cars, just packed to the gills with toys and stuffed animals. I mean, we couldn't even see out the windows. That's how much we had donated just for this one event, not for the whole entire town or anything, just for this one event. So it was such a joy to see all these young kids, and even a few teenagers, to you know, that you know, really don't have a lot. You know, a lot of the kids that we saw were being raised by their grandparents for whatever reasons. Some of them were from broken homes. You know, some of them only had one parent. And, you know, so it wasn't like a lot of us maybe who grew up with both parents in our house. And I certainly didn't grow up wealthy by any stretch of the imagination. We mostly got clothes growing up for Christmas and then maybe one toy. But, you know, we mostly got necessities at Christmas time. That's the way I grew up. But it was just so humbling to see these kids who were very shy and didn't want to step forward and take a toy that they really wanted until we encouraged them. And they were like, well, is that okay? And they kept asking, is it okay if I take this? And so we had to kind of break the ice. And once we did that, then the smiles on their faces were just priceless. It was just amazing. It really was super cool. And fortunately, we had enough donated toys and stuffed animals and some blankets and some like goofy socks, like with the cartoon characters on them. We had enough for every single one of those children, even including the teenagers, to get three gifts. And it was really a lot of fun. So when we were done, and this took a couple hours, it was all organized and everything. It wasn't a melee or anything. you know, they came out one family at a time. And, you know, all the kids wanted, you know, badge stickers and, you know, they wanted to look inside the patrol cars. And, you know, it was just a side of life that they hadn't experienced in a positive way. So it was just really, really awesome to see that. And when all the toys had been distributed and our squad cars were really empty after that, nothing left, you know, then all the ladies that had done all the cooking came out and said, you can't leave until you eat. And they just piled our plates full of just, you know, amazing food. I mean, it was really incredible. It really was. And so we sat in there in the little room they had set aside and watched the kids start playing with their toys. And it was lovely. That's all I got to tell you. It was lovely. Now, I'm not suggesting that you should go out and volunteer with your local law enforcement. I'm not saying anything about that. All I'm telling you is my experience these past several weeks, you know, taking in donations within the context of the sheriff's department and then distributing them was just awesome. It really was awesome. And the reason I bring this up is that a couple weeks ago, you know, I have a daily calendar, and it's by the Mutz cartoon creators. And the one several weekends ago, Saturday and Sunday, it's a quote, and they just do it for both days. And it's a quote from Anne Frank, which hopefully most of you know, was very prolific writer when she was a teenager, before she was captured by the Gestapo in Nazi Germany and died in one of their concentration camps. But in her diary, and I read her diary when I was a teenager, but there was a quote that they attribute to her, and she wrote, "Think of all the beauty around you and be happy." Now, someone who's been arrested by the Gestapo or the Nazi soldiers, the SS. And up to the end of her days, she still was inspiring others. So we could look around this world today and say, oh my God, everything's so awful. We could look around and say, everybody hates each other. Nobody's getting along. We could listen to the media because that's what they're telling us to think. That's what they want us to believe. And I want to invite all of you here today to stop. Just stop, look around you, and start seeing the good things in life. And this is especially important for traders, because as traders, if we don't see anything good around us, then we're not going to see any opportunity in the markets. Because opportunities are good things, aren't they? But if we don't see any opportunities outside of trading, if we don't see anything positive outside of trading, then we're not going to see anything positive while we're trading. That's how it works. That's how our minds work. That's how our souls work. So for me, the past couple weeks doing these toy drives and any other kind of donations for, people that are less advantaged than others, was really a reminder at just how beautiful people can be. And not just at Christmas time, not just during the holidays. Most people are good a lot of the time. They just don't talk about it because they may be too afraid for someone to say, oh, give me a break. You didn't do that, which I've heard quite a bit in the last couple of years. So it doesn't matter if you have to announce that you did something good. It only matters that you do something good because that's what's good for you. And that's what God wants us to know. He wants you to be good to yourself because he loves you and he wants you to be happy. So just take a moment throughout the rest of the year and just think about that. Just think about all the good things that come your way, all the good things that you may see for others, and all the good things you may do for others. Okay? That's my little sermon for today, and that's going to get our show off to a rip-roaring start here today. And we got a lot of other good stuff coming up after the break. And so just take a moment, take a deep breath, and just realize you're a good person. God knows that, and I know that. So hold on, and we will be right back. Okay, so a couple of things we're going to go over today is I wrote a book a number of years ago called Independent Prosperity. Excuse me. And it was a bestseller for probably about 15 years. And one of the set of materials in that book was explaining about your personal prosperity index, or your PPI. Now, what do I mean by that? What that means is what you, as an individual and unique person, and now as a trader, what you believe you are worth. Now, I know we've been over this before, folks, but I don't think you're really getting it based on your questions back to me via email and phone calls. So let's discuss this for a few moments, okay? I mean, I think it's really important, especially in this dynamic and volatile environment of the markets, you know, because of all the politics going on in the world, that we have to understand that each one of us as traders has to come to terms with just what we believe we are worth. Now, you know, a lot of you may be listening to this, maybe are contributing to some sort of retirement fund, okay? And those funds are usually made up of what? municipal bonds, hedge funds, stocks, mortgage conglomerations, and so forth, right? So do you know what your retirement fund is comprised of? Now, this gets back to connecting to your money, okay? So let's say you know your fund is comprised of, for the purposes of this example, stocks, okay? So would you know what type of stocks they are? Do you know what the profit loss history or complete history of those stocks are that you're investing in? So you have to ask yourself, if you don't know what these stocks are about, other than, okay, well, I got some blue chip stocks, or I got IBM, or I got Tesla, or I got that. If you don't know the complete history of what you're putting your money into for a retirement fund, then you're not connected to your retirement fund. Now, and the same goes for if you have a portfolio of some sort. Do you know what's in that portfolio? Do you know what is comprised in that portfolio? What are you investing in your portfolio? So what I'm getting at here, and that's just two examples, but I mean, and there's a lot more to this, but what I'm getting at here is you have to understand that there is a vital component of how to create and sustain your idea of what your unique personal prosperity index is. This is your winning warrior prosperity mindset. So what do I mean by that? What you know about what you can earn or take in profit as a trader, what you save from those profits, what you spend of those profits, and what that all means to you. And I know we've been over this before, but what is a winning warrior? It means knowing and believing what you're worth. And again, keep in mind that all of our beliefs about prosperity, to begin with, since we were born, were instilled by other people, our parents, teachers, religious leaders, older siblings, and eventually our first employers. Each one of these people or groups were instrumental and played a large role in creating our prosperity mental environment. For the most part, whatever we were taught has brought us to where we are today as traders. And, you know, for the most part, I'd say most of us don't really complain about our lives financially, because most of us have a comfortable lifestyle as traders. Now, that doesn't mean we don't want it to be better, but the fact that any of you listening to this even have a trading account means that you have worked hard enough to accomplish that. Now, with the economy and the world situation, let's say, tenuous at best, now is the time for each trader to take a mental inventory of just what it is they believe about themselves and whether or not they feel, one, prosperous, two, in control of their financial destiny, and three, if they feel they can do anything to change where they are at. Now, these are three key elements to you taking profits and keeping them consistently. Now, personally, I feel prosperous no matter what is happening in the American, you know, in the American economy. Why? Because I know what I'm worth. And I'm going to get paid for it. Whether as a trader or an author or a trading coach. I know exactly how much I have in the bank at any given moment. And I work within that amount. I know nobody wants to talk about budgets, but you don't have to call it a budget. I say I work within that amount. That's a much nicer phrase as far as I'm concerned. But more importantly, I know I can change my mental attitude at any given moment to reflect where I want to go in terms of my financial future. And I respect myself enough to remain solvent, no matter what. Now, this didn't just come about after Mark died, and I lost everything. This is a philosophy that Mark and I employed together from the moment that we met. This is a mindset that we created for traders from the moment we started working together. So the point here today is that during any time or times of market drawdowns, meaning just market movement, not personal drawdowns because, you know, whatever, it's up to you as a trader to begin to manage and maintain your own sense of personal prosperity. It isn't difficult to do, folks. Just decide that you will be the one to bring about your own prosperity moving forward. And then step into the process of managing your money. The money that you have worked hard to accumulate as a trader. The trades that you have sweated over to take profit. And remember, it doesn't matter the amount. It only matters that you respect yourself for having worked at it as a trader or anything else you're doing. And for those of you that are still working at other jobs. And most importantly here, folks, remember what you were taught years ago does not apply today in your career as a trader. And that's okay, because it got you to where you are. Everything that you were taught previously, it led you to this place where you have a trading account now. And that's great. So embrace that it got you to where you are. But now it may be time to update, to improve, to do what else you need to do to achieve your financial independence as a trader. And if you don't know how, then ask God. Ask your higher power. Embrace the fact that this is your God-given right, your birthright, to be prosperous and wealthy. And if you still can't figure it out or you're uncomfortable asking God, then call my office and we'll have a nice talk about it. And remember, the only questions that aren't good are the ones that you don't ask. So ask until you find the answer that feels right for you. And when you find the answers you seek, whether it's from God, your higher power, me, or anyone else, then implement the newer, higher thought processes about the true wealth that God has ordained for you. And you will find the feeling that you have about yourself will be so magnificent, you will wonder why you never asked for help before. So, this is Dr. Paula. We're going to take a short break again. Just keep in mind that God loves you, and He wants everything you want for you. Hang on, and we will be back in a moment. God bless. Hold on. We'll be back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
So along those lines, when we're talking about your personal prosperity index, I'm going to get back to some crypto headlines here. This is from the LA Times on December 26th. And, you know, this crypto stuff just keeps going on and on and on. And I bring it up, folks, because you really need to be careful just all the time. Okay. So, 4 years ago, there was a startup in California called Theta Labs, and they, you know, developed a cryptocurrency, and they partnered with the pop star Katy Perry, just like a lot of other crypto companies partnered with other famous people like Kim Kardashian, Lindsay Lohan, and a bunch of other people. Anyway, so this company built a marketplace for digital collectibles known as NFTs, non-fungible tokens. I'm sure you guys already know all this stuff. But and they teamed up with Katy Perry to launch their NFTs tied to her Las Vegas residency. So initially, it jumped up by more than 500%, and which in 2021, making it one of the world's most valuable cryptocurrencies. So, however, today, like many cryptocurrencies, Theta is 95% down off its peak. And it took a hit earlier this week after former executives accused it of manipulating markets to dupe customers into buying its products. So on Tuesday, it was trading at less than 30 cents. Now, I bring this up. First of all, Katy Perry is not accused of any wrongdoing in the suit, but like Kim Kardashian, Lindsay Lohan, Jake Paul, and Neo, whoever that is, sorry, I don't know who that is, you know, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is charging these celebrities for not disclosing that they were paid to promote these crypto companies. All right. So I'm bringing this up because if you don't know what you believe about money, if you don't know what your self-worth is, then you are at the mercy of these types of cryptocurrency scams. And that's the sad part about it. Because if you knew what your self-worth was or is at any given moment, then you wouldn't be duped into believing anything. You know, as Judge Judy on her court show on TV always used to say, if it seems too good to be true, then it is. It's too good to be true. And unfortunately, you know, we've had countless crypto crashes. And you got the FTX, you got Binance, and, you know, a whole bunch of other crypto companies that have literally stolen customer funds because traders left all their profits in their crypto trading accounts. So, you know, I get a lot of flack from this still to this day from you younger traders saying, well, you don't understand cryptocurrency. Yeah, I do. Okay. It's no different than any other trading. It's just more volatile. And more than ever, you need to take out at least 50% of your profit from your crypto account and put it in a real bank, real money. And, you know, and when you don't do that, then you call me back crying and saying, you got to help me get my money back. Well, it's gone. Now, the founder of FTX, you know, Samuel Bankman-Fried, okay, he's sentenced to 25 years in prison, and, you know, he'll probably get out in a couple years. You know, he'll make a deal, whatever. The point is, he's still got $8 billion offshore, okay? $8 billion. So what's he care about spending a couple years in prison? And nobody's going to get that money back. You're probably going to get pennies on the dollar if they get anything after all the attorney's fees and all the lawsuits. So, you guys, this is where your personal prosperity index comes into play. If you don't know what you're worth, if you don't know what you believe, and if you're not connected to your money, then, you know, you're probably not going to be able to take and keep your profits as a trader. This is just the way it works, folks. This is, you know, this is how our minds work. Our minds need to know why we're doing something. And when wishful thinking comes into play, like quite a few of you that have contacted me for coaching after losing everything with your crypto accounts, you say, well, you know, I just thought it was going to keep going. Well, it might keep going for you if you took out 50% of your profit out of the crypto account and put it in a real bank. Then it would keep going. So in essence, you could say, yes, technically you could say the crypto account would keep going because you took out your profit and put it in a real financial institution where you could invest that in whatever you chose. But by leaving it, all of it in your crypto account, all you're doing is making it real easy for these you know, scams to come in and decimate your account. That's what they do. These crypto con artists, they look for traders who leave large amounts of money in their crypto accounts. That's what they do. And they're probably on the inside of these crypto companies. I mean, we don't know. Who knows where they come from? But the point is, the fact is that they get access to your account once they know how much you have kept in it for a long period of time. So there's no point in going, you know, racking our brains and going crazy as to how it happens. The point is, it repeatedly happens and is still happening to this day. So figure out what you think you're worth. Because when you know what you're worth, there isn't going to be anybody that's going to be able to take your money away from you, because you will manage it. You will manage it in ways that are profitable. So you got to just keep that in mind, folks. All right. This is, you know, as the old saying goes, God helps those that help themselves. Well, if you don't help yourself manage your money, safeguard your trading accounts, whether it's crypto or any other kind of account, if you don't take out a certain percentage of profit, at least weekly, and put it in a financial institution, then you're not helping. You're not helping yourself. And you're leaving yourself open to lose and have drawdowns. So, you know, this isn't anything negative. It's just pointing out you have to be careful. You know, we don't live in a world, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago even, where there was less of these things going on because of the internet. The internet is just rampant with goofballs that look to take advantage of other people. So, however, getting back to the earlier segment, if you know what you're worth, if you believe in what your self-worth is in a dollar amount, a static dollar amount, meaning static weekly, monthly, whatever. Let's say, okay, I think I'm worth $300,000 a year. Okay, that's what I think I'm worth. And if you know that, if you believe that, you embrace that, then that's how you're going to make your money, taking profits out of the market. But if you're going to, you know, call me up and say, well, I think I can make that much. I think I can take it out of the market. That means you don't believe it. And that's the sad part. Why wouldn't you believe what you're worth? And not just say, well, that's a dream, or that's wishful thinking, or I hope I'm worth that much. Why wouldn't you believe in that? Our Heavenly Father tells you in all holy scriptures, it doesn't matter what religion you belong to, God provides all prosperity, whether it's health or wealth or spiritual or emotional. He provides all the answers to us any given moment, any given day. And this is, you know, those of you who took coaching from Mark Douglas, you know this because that's what he taught you. And those of you who have had coaching with me or been to my workshops, you know this is true because this is what I've taught you. And I am living proof. I am living proof. I lost it all after Mark Douglas died, and now I'm bigger and better than ever because I believed in God. And I reached out to him for help. And he was right there on my shoulder telling me not to worry. Now, well, I'll be honest with you. Of course I was worried. Of course I was upset. But the bottom line is I had him to lean on. And I never doubted that I wouldn't make it back and make it even better. Because he was there for me. Every single moment. Whether I was crying, whether I was angry, whether I was hesitant, whatever, he understood me. And he lifted me up out of the ashes. So it can happen no matter what kind of drawdowns you have. It will happen if you believe in yourself and if you believe in God Almighty, who wants you to be as wealthy as you want to be. It's your birthright. It has been written. And so it will be done when you believe it. The old saying, I'll see it when I believe it, is wrong. I believe it when I see it. So, you know, you pick and choose which way you want to look at it. You'll see it when you believe it. So think about this, folks, and, you know, just think about the joyous season we're in now. We just, you know, went through Hanukkah and Christmas, and now we're in Kwanzaa. And whatever you subscribe to, just know your Heavenly Father wants you to be wealthy beyond your wildest dreams. Make the choice today to embrace that. Okay, this is Dr. Paula at www.paulatweb.com, and the phone is 760-636-4290. Now, when you go to schedule something, if the, you know, the daily times are outside of your range of when you're available, you know, just send me an email or pick up the phone and call me because, you know, I do trade and I do have a daily schedule of, you know, when I do things, when I'm writing, when I'm coaching. So, you know, I can't just have, you know, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to be available for everyone because I am doing other things. So, but if you need times outside of what is listed, then, you know, just send me a message, you know, send me an email or pick up the phone. Okay. Because, you know, we work on the weekends because, you know, quite a few of my clients are out of the country or a different side, or maybe they're on the East Coast versus where I am on the West Coast. So, you know, don't think that I'm not available. All right. So I forgot to mention that previously. So what we're going to talk about here in the last part of this today's show is dressing for trading success. Now, I can hear all of you guys groaning, but do not stop listening. Okay, this is really important, folks. It really is. Now, I know since the early 2000s, the gradual climate of what it means to get dressed for work, especially for traders who now work from home, this has devolved greatly. And this is not a good thing for traders at any level of experience who really strive to become wealthy and claim their God-given birthright to become financially independent as traders. And I have to share with you that many spouses or partners, significant others, and even family members that have a trader in their life that they care about have called me in distress because they see their loved ones sitting in front of the trading computers and monitors, many times in the same sweatpants or same pair of jeans, same socks, same pajamas, wrinkled shirts for days or even weeks on end. And quite a few of those calling are concerned. They also comment that sometimes there's a somewhat of a diminished sense of personal hygiene with their traders as well. Meaning maybe they're not showering every day. They don't go into great detail, but I don't ask. Okay? So, but getting back to the point here is one of the most challenging things for people to understand from when they begin working from home is just because you're working from home, whether you're a trader or doing something else, that does not equate into becoming lazy about starting your day without showering or getting dressed, or for us women, not to put on your makeup or not have your coffee or tea or any other normal routines you used to do before becoming self-employed as a trader. Meaning all the usual regimens you were accustomed to doing before your workday, before you left your house. The saying dress for success has not evaporated in today's business world by any stretch of the imagination, no matter what the media is trying to tell you. Let's just take a few examples here. For instance, you don't see any staff, no matter what level of professional experience, on Wall Street, in Washington, D.C. You don't see any CEOs of major corporations wearing pajamas, sweatpants, shorts, flip-flops, tank tops, and so forth to work, do you? No, you don't. So why would you think that you should do that as a trader? Just because you're working from home? What has happened to your mindset as a trader that you have lost self-respect about yourself, that you no longer feel the need to dress for success? And feel that you don't have to, as I call it, get on the day in terms of dressing for your business. And when you don't get dressed before you start trading, this means you do not believe, one, that trading is a business, two, you don't believe in your ability to create wealth as a trader, and three, since you don't believe trading is a business, you don't believe in your ability to create wealth as a trader, then you feel there's no need to get dressed for success. So let's backtrack here a bit. Traders in general can be superstitious, okay? Most people in the trading industry believe this, know this, and understand this. Each one of us has our own idiosyncrasies that we employ, whether as traders or just in daily life. It's okay. It's just idiosyncrasies that give us a sense of self-security. Okay? And I'll get into these superstitions and idiosyncrasies in another show. But so most of the traders that I've worked with on this, they would not have considered not you know, getting out of their pajamas as a problem. Okay? I mean, if you are working from home as a trader, which most traders are now, you have to make a quantitative decision as to who you are as a trader. Or are you a trader that takes your trading seriously? Or are you a trader that no longer believes or cares you have to get dressed to go to work? Obviously, business attire, office attire, even home office attire has changed in the past 15 years. I get that. Society at large has dumbed down their personal experience because they've become lazy and complacent. And yet every single successful person we see in the media, reality show people, professional athletes, musicians, race car drivers, Wall Street brokers, politicians, doctors, and more, anyone who thinks like a winner dresses for success in their field. So you have to ask yourself, why wouldn't I do that as a trader? So seriously, folks, if you are just rolling out of bed, running your fingers through your hair to hurry up and get to your computer, then you are not dressing for success. I dress for success. I am on the day and dressed with the mindset of a disciplined warrior trader. So you need to make up your mind if you want to take wealth out of the markets consistently, or simply roll out of bed, hedge your computer, multitask on social media while putting on trades sporadically, not geared, not inspired, and not dressed to win. The choice is up to you. Questions? This is Dr. Paula, 760-636-4290. God bless, and have a wonderful end of this year, and I look forward to talking to you again in the new prosperous year of 2026, our nation's anniversary. God bless.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.